This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 15, written by Fred Bolton. Not guilty, but sentenced to die. From Luke 23, their shouts prevailed, so Pilate decided to grant their demand. For the Roman governor, Pilate, it was not that he might have known better if he had just had more information. It was not that he might have acted differently if he had a better understanding of how things worked among the people he ruled in the province of Judea. The case that confronted Pilate was not vague or unclear. Several times Pilate gave the Jewish high priest the chance to submit all the evidence they could. Repeatedly, Pilate recognized that the evidence added up to no case at all under Roman law. Pilate had personally interrogated Jesus. Perhaps he figured that something Jesus might say would prove incriminating, even if the priest's evidence had not. After these thorough reviews, Pilate returned each time with the same judgment. There has been no crime. There is no basis for charges, no reason for a sentence of any kind. The obvious legal outcome of this case was to release the defendant. But Pilate sentenced Jesus to death by crucifixion. Why? Because he recognized the power of the priests. They could make or break his governorship. They could cooperate in keeping things running smoothly in Judea, or they could make things difficult. Jesus had no power that mattered to Pilate. Jesus could be discarded, dispensed with. And so he was. This was in God's design for our sake. Will you pray with me? Jesus, we mourn that you face this profound miscarriage of justice. Reassure your followers who are undervalued and powerless with the knowledge that you value and empower them. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.